Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Greg Gross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pappy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gross. Pappy reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dawson strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentine hits a pop-up into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. DeJesus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scott strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Biedner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Biedner moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pappy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pappy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Carter and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spear moves to second. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dejesu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dejesu hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Carter and he is out, Pappy applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beitner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beitner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pappy takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pappy moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Blackwell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Pappy scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive beyond first. Beitner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Valentine scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch runs for Bobby Mercer. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field. Valentine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Valentine. White moves to third. Gross moves to second. Mike Garman now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. Jerry White now playing center field. Greg Gross now playing right field. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear strikes out. 1 out. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garman strikes out. 2 outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pappy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pappy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Pappy moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Ray Burris. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. 1 out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Carter reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman bunts in front of the plate. Carter scoops up the ball and tags Kingman for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Gross reaches second base with a double. Biotner scores. White moves to third. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo is walked intentionally. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Dave Rader. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Gross tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ed Putman pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Trillo moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ed Putman now catching. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Darryl Knowles. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hutton bunts towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pappy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 4-3, Cubs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.